You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hi everybody, Tim here. Welcome to this week's episode of the Polyhedron Society's Star Wars Edge of the Empire Actual Play Podcast. I would like to take a second to invite everybody to head over to iTunes and Stitcher. Leave us a review. If you do so before the end of February, you'll be entered into a drawing to receive a free 3D printed thermal detonator from JMass3D. I've got one and I use mine all the time to threaten Hutt crime lords and such, so I think you'll really enjoy it. And we also hope you enjoy this week's episode. Thanks for listening.
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Star Wars Episode 10, Donovan's Fate. Donovan's crew is defeated. The mercenary Rodian and the Trandoshan Juggernaut interrogate Donovan and learn of the Twi'lek's boss and arranges a meeting with Lex Tram.
Okay, so I've rolled for obligation triggers, which is a percentile roll, as everybody knows, and I have no triggers whatsoever this week. Or this episode.
Thank God.
So nobody's got that. The next thing we need to roll is our destiny pool. So we will start with Risker Basil.
Well, that makes me uncomfortable. I usually start with Steve. Okay, light side.
So we have one light side, and then we'll go to Captain Lankai.
One light side.
Light side. Then we will go to Vog Drosh.
One light side.
Light side. And we will go to Draco Revan.
One dark side.
One dark side. You are the dark cloud. So the destiny pool stands at 3 light side points and 1 dark side for a total of 4. It's a very small pool at this time.
I'm going to try and heal myself.
Out here or in there? Because you guys all can fit within the confines of that office.
Right, but tell you what, Doctor, why don't we just check outside, make sure that scorn went in the right direction?
That'd be a good idea.
All right.
Maybe we should just go back to our ship.
With this sandstorm? We're going to have to wait it out, but... Yep, all right, let's just go and check it out and see. Did you see how he could climb that? Did you see his claws? Did you see how he impaled that guy? I tried to hit him with my case. What was I thinking? Oh my God.
I would never try to do that again, Doctor.
Reality has caught up with Dr. Risker.
I have a large hole in my arm.
I think I've been shot. And he pulls back his lab coat and there's like a blaster shot. And he's like, yeah, I've been shot today.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
Look. He sticks his finger in it about 2 knuckles deep.
Oh. Is there any other place other than the office in here?
In this particular warehouse? No.
Yeah.
There is not.
Let's check on the scorn and then we'll join Vogue.
Okay. Let's go outside.
So you open the blast doors to the warehouse. When you do, the assault of wind and sand and debris almost knocks you down. The building fills with sand once again. And you can look out, and the only thing you see out there besides your speeder, the land speeder that you got from Malvo, is also another speeder that they drove. But anything else, visibility is reduced to a mere meter. You can't see anything out here.
Is there another building right next to us?
Yeah, there's all kinds of... I mean, there's all kinds of buildings.
I'll close the blast door to the warehouse. Doctor, let's go in this building, make sure he didn't run in here, and we'll look at your wound.
Okay.
So we'll go into the next building.
Yep, that's fine.
I'm going to be holding on to you so I don't fall.
What about Draco?
Draco, you're coming with us.
I'm in bad shape.
He should probably stay here. I'll watch after him.
All right, I'll be back with you.
Dr. Vog.
Back in a second. Don't roll in the sand. That'll cause infection, probably. I'll be back. I got shot.
It's neat.
I'll wait until they leave, and I'll look to Draco. You need help moving?
As long as I'm not moving.
Can you still use that gun?
If I had to.
Alright, you want to go to the office, or should you sit here?
I'll go to the office.
Alright, I'll help him as much as he's willing to let me move there.
Okay, see, Vog and Draco are in the office within this abandoned warehouse.
Right.
Lan and Risker journey out into the streets and go into the building across the street, which is another warehouse. It's basically laid out very similar to the one you guys were just in. This place, being a big shadow port, needs storage so they can divvy up the shipments to where they're going. So there's a lot of warehouse space out here. And not all of them are always being used. This one isn't, or it's not abandoned, even though there's nobody there now.
Great.
It's empty.
Exactly what I was hoping for.
Well, see, so it did go back, hopefully. Oh, my God.
All right, well, tend to your wound. I've got a stim pack if you need one.
I don't think I, all right, I'll take it.
I won't hand him the stim pack. I'll actually inject him.
Okay, well, he's going to roll up his sleeve to show you where you need to do it. And you'll notice immediately that the area on his arm is completely barren of fur. And you can see that it kind of looks like the flesh there has shriveled up, as though like the nutrients and everything just seemed to dry out.
It's almost his like track marks.
Veins are all protruding out, and it's super gross. But if you've had any experience to anyone who's done hard drugs,
the drugs.
Are you on the pot, Dr. Risker?
No, I would be more relaxed. That stuff mellows you out. But yeah.
It's not legal on Cassadine yet.
Soon. If I can figure out how to roll those cactus flowers. I'm kidding. But anyways, yeah. So that's what you see.
So Dr. Risker's arm is covered in track marks?
Only in one area.
The vein area.
The vein area.
The area where I've been shooting up all this time. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lan is not used to seeing a lot of things like that. So you see a little shock in his face. He recovers pretty quick, but he gives you the injection.
Okay.
We need to have a talk sometime, I think.
About what?
Not today. Can you check, make sure you're okay? And I'll try to delay as long as possible.
Okay. Excellent. Well, note to the crowd, since I'm pretty much still hungover, I'm not giving myself that 5 points of stem pack, and I'm just going to do medicine. I needed that buzz to calm me down. It's been a hard day. Shoot, it's going to be hard difficulty because I'm doing it to myself.
Well, they say a doctor who treats himself as treating a fool.
Please, don't let me roll anything terrible. I don't want to die by my own hand.
That's excellent. Oh, I probably shouldn't have done that. Just collapses.
I had to resist the urge to flip destiny to upgrade your difficulty.
Oh, that's a start.
Probably should have.
I started too.
That's nice. All right, I got back 5 wounds and 2 strain.
Oh, now the doctor starts doing some real doctoring.
On himself.
Shut up. It's not supposed to be like that.
All right, so while all this is going on, I'm going to, how many chairs are in this office?
There were 4. Now there are 2.
That's good enough. There's a table, right?
There was a table.
Oh, wait, did we drag that out?
You did drag that out.
Yeah, remember the time where Land
hit under
there?
There's a desk.
I remember that. I guess let Draco take a seat, and I'll put that seat in the corner. Gonna put,
If you cut his head tails off.
I don't know what. That is a baseless accusation.
That would be cool.
Baseless, and just wear them from now
be
on.
Like Reservoir Dogs.
That's a baseless accusation. I'm gonna sling Tonovan in another chair, and I'm gonna sit on the desk to make sure that I'm kind of obscuring Tonovan from Draco. And I'm gonna see if I can kind of, you know, startle Tonovan away. You know, slap him around a little bit.
Yeah,
manhandle.
You could probably slap him around. You know, good 2-3 hits, and he'll come to. And he will be very wide-eyed and probably scared because he's alone with you.
Right. I'll take off.
He's afraid you're going to eat him.
Yeah. I told you. Everyone keeps making that joke.
I've been telling him all day, like, are you going to eat him?
Oh, for real? That's funny.
She has. But I'll take off my respirator and stuff and just kind of look at him for a minute. So here we are at the end of the line.
Well, I guess this is my stop. I'll be going, and thanks for the trip. He looks absolutely horrified.
It shouldn't be a surprise, really. There's no other way this could have ended. The life of greed and murder, it always ends in violence, doesn't it? You know that.
It seems that way, but I'm just going to tell you, letting me go, and you can see him being very desperate at this point, letting me go could, I don't even know how to say it without it sounding like a threat. It's not a threat.
Oh, I know
I'm just
that.
Saying, letting me go could save you a lot of trouble. How about that?
What could have saved us all a lot of trouble would have been if you had accepted just having the 3 farms you had. But it's not enough, is it? It's never quite enough.
No, but you don't understand. Oh. This isn't my operation. I didn't come here just to do this stuff, to do these things on my own. This isn't my master plan. I have a boss, and I check in with him, and he tells me what to do. I give him intel, and he gives me orders, and I have to fulfill those orders. And up until this exact moment right now, I was more scared of him than anything else. But now, I'm more scared of you. So, just...
There's no avoiding the repercussions of this kind of life. We have to change. That's the only real choice there is. If we continue down this path of greed and violence, violence is how it ends.
So, out of fear of being punched right now, the only thing I want to ask you is that what you're telling me, you're saying that a life of violence and greed is going to end bad, but you are participating in that life. Are you saying it's going to end bad for you too?
When the time comes, yes.
I'm just telling you, just let me go.
See, I can't do that with the knowledge that you leaving, you're going to come back with a small army and try to burn that farm to the ground and take everything. I can't do it. As I said, the only way to get out of this is for people like us to change. If we continue down this path, all we can do is change. So you need to convince me that people like you, people like us, can change.
He shakes his head and gives you a fake smile, a very nervous fake smile, and is like, okay, I change.
You need to convince me.
Yeah, we're right
like
here.
Like your life depends on it.
And I'm very sure it does. But here's something that I want you to know. If I don't show up at my base within the next 3 hours, my boys are going to roll into that Malvo farm, guns blazing, and they're going to kill everybody there. So really,
what you're saying is that the fight's inevitable. The only difference is whether you're a part of it or not.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
It's not a very convincing...
That's not what I'm saying.
...argument.
I'm saying, let me go. I report back to my guys. They will not attack that farm. If you kill me now... Huh?
Who's your boss?
It's really, honestly, not that important. It's not.
Is your hand... important?
Yes, it's very important to me.
You know,
I'm kind of attached to it, actually.
Yeah.
I had a feeling this would be a fruitless venture.
It's not fruitless. What do you need?
I am still unconvinced that you could change your ways. You need to say something that can show me that there's something worth saving.
There is. A farmer, his wife, their children, the families that live on that farm.
More veiled threats, more bargaining.
It's not veiled. I'm just telling you, it's going to happen.
You just said that you take orders from your boss. So if he orders it, you'll do it no matter what. And it sounds like you're planning on doing it anyway.
Here's the thing. Either I do what he says and you kill me, or I don't do what he says and he kills me. I have no choice.
We're not going to kill you.
At this point.
We will hand you over to our doctor. And have you seen him? I mean, really?
Don't let that man treat my wounds.
Oh, he won't treat your wounds. He's never worked on a Twi'lek. I'd say he'd probably do some exploratory medicine. I've always wondered what you guys have in those little sacks on top of your head.
Will leave you with that.
I don't know what else to, I don't know what else to say. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to convince you that...
You'll have to try. Show me that there's something inside there rather than a greedy, selfish bandit who cares about nothing but his own life and how much he can fit in his pockets.
If you can't show me that there's something more to you than that, then I'll let the Rodian have you.
So be it. I accept my fate. Because again, I'm more scared of my boss than I am of you. But know this, those farmers' blood will be on your hands. Because there's only one person who could, well, probably two. Two people that can stop it. Me and my boss.
They wouldn't be the first. Vog gets up and walks out.
Just stare at him.
He looks pretty intently at your wounds and squints. And you're not sure exactly what he's thinking. Then he makes eye contact with you.
I actually still have my mask on, so I don't know what.
Okay. Well, then he looks at your visor and clenches. You can see him clenching his fists, and you're beginning to think he might be pondering if he can take you or not.
Oh, yeah. I'll get on the comm link and ask Vog to see if he can find me a good knife out there.
I'm sure among the scores of dead people in this room that wouldn't be too.
Probably not. You'll be able to find at least a combat knife.
Can I find any stem packs or anything like that?
Yes, you find two stem packs.
Excellent. I'll go back in the room and hand him the knife and give him a shot of stem pack.
Who do you give to Draco?
Draco.
Okay, so you sit in this office, you have a knife, and you just got injected with stem, Draco. So you'll get back your three because you previously had used a stem pack twice, right?
Yeah, okay, so that's right.
So you get back three. The next one you take, you'll get back two, and so on until it's no longer effective.
Okay. Dude, I tell you what.
Oh, good. You're going to let me go.
I just need the name of your boss. If you give me the name of your boss, I'll let you get out of here.
He squints. He's trying to figure out if you're telling the truth or not.
He's not going to be able to read my face.
Yeah, because you're wearing a mask and you're a rodent. Yeah.
He can smell the lies.
No, they just smell like that all the time.
Oh.
I can't do it. If I give him up, I'm as good as dead. And I'm apparently as good as dead anyway.
Not if you give him up.
I can't do it. Draco, you may have to implement some more, what's the word I'm looking for? You might need to be a little more convincing.
Right. I'll attempt a coercion. I'm not good at it, but...
With words.
Right. Coerce him verbally first.
While I'm holding a knife.
Right. Well, that's threatening, basically. That's a form of coercion.
A form of negotiation, really.
Okay, so you're going to attempt coercion on him. You tell me how you're going to do it.
I'm going to walk over, run the blade.
Through his throat?
No, up and down his little tails, one of his tails there. And just say, give me the name, and you can go free.
Yeah, he's like flinching.
Get off me, you weirdo!
Yeah. He's very uncomfortable.
It just got weird.
Right. So your difficulty is going to be hard. But it's not upgraded. It's a straight hard difficulty.
Silence. For those of you listening at home,
it's three of the purple dice.
I'm not getting on your bad side anymore.
Actually, I'm not playing Draco. I'm playing myself. But
that's by no way an admission of guilt.
I'm not getting on Steve's bad side anymore. Oh, no. What does that mean?
You never tell if that's good or bad.
I got a success and a threat.
He gut punches you.
You successfully scare him, but you reopen one of your wounds in the process.
You drop the knife into his brain.
Repeatedly.
Do you have any suggestions on how you would like that threat to play out? Oh, I got it if you don't have anything.
Go ahead.
Okay. I answered to a guy named Lex. Lex Luthor? Tram. No, Tram.
Lex Tram.
And he just looks at you, and you can suddenly see a defiant streak in him, in his gaze, as he just glares at you. You can almost feel the hatred all of a sudden as he breathes real heavy. He just kind of shakes his head.
Okay, Vog, where are you at? You still outside?
Mm-hmm. Outside the door.
I don't like it when Steve laughs to himself, because you know it's going to be bad. Right?
It's my evil chuckle.
Can you do it into the mic a little so everyone knows how uncomfortable it is? Because it's freaking me out. He moved spots, guys, by the way. Now he's like right next to me. So I like feel his aura of evil, like just exuding off of him.
I will.
I definitely feel downwind from it now.
That's just gas.
Oh, okay. Well, it could be that.
I'll walk toward the door. Does he do anything while I'm basically got my back to him?
Whatever he does, you don't see it because your back's to him.
Fair enough.
I don't have eyes in the back of your head.
Or hear it. I could hear it.
He says, I know what you're doing, and I'm not going to fall for it. You're going to shoot me in cold blood, if you're going to shoot me at all. I'm not going to give you a reason. So you can put your back to me all you want.
I just don't know. Draco is in a quandary. He was wanting him to try something.
Yeah, he looks defiantly at you. Not that you can see it because you still have your back to him, but you can feel his stare. So turn around, Draco Revan, and shoot me if that's what you're going to do. And you can hear his voice quiver. You can tell the guy is terrified, but he's at a point now where he don't know whatever's going to happen is going to happen, and he is resolved to that.
So I guess at this point, Dr. Risker and I will head back over to the warehouse.
Assuming the deed is done.
Maybe.
Okay. I have no problem with that. I'm sorry. I kind of forgot that I was anywhere. That was so intense. Yeah, I'll follow.
So we'll walk into the warehouse, and what do we see?
You will see Vogue standing outside of the office, and then you'll see Draco inside the office looking out through the transparasteel windows where his back's to the office. So at this vantage point, you cannot see what else is in there until you walk further into the room.
All right. I'll walk into the office.
And there stands Draco with his back to...
Whoa. I'm kind of in the doorway. I don't move for land.
Fog, what are you doing?
There's nothing to see there.
Move along.
Okay.
It's not going to do any good.
What's not going to do any good?
Going in there.
You have no idea what going in there is going to do. Get out of the way.
You're the boss.
Thanks, big guy.
I'll move aside.
So you can see that Draco has his back to Tonovan. Tonovan's sitting in the chair, and he's giving Draco the dirtiest go-to-Hades look that anybody has ever given. He's just staring him down.
Go on out, Draco. Looks like he passed. Doctor will fix you up now.
He gave me a name.
Well, that's a slight mark on him, but I'll let it slide. So, Tonovan, you passed. Good job.
What do you mean I passed?
Well, you're still alive. That's something.
For now.
So what'd you give him?
The Rodian?
Yeah.
He looks really confused and sort of relieved all at the same time.
You're on candid camera.
Yeah, like...
You've been punked.
Is this the thing that's happening right now? Is this...
Ashton Kutcher comes out.
You've been Palpatined.
Thanks, nice. Carol.
I don't understand.
What'd you give him?
He cuts his eyes back towards Draco, who's now out of the room. You're in the office alone with him, right? Yeah. He cuts over that way, and he's like, he scratches his head because he's really confused. And he looks like he's having a hard time getting through his words. He's like, and he fidgets. I gave up the boss. But, I mean, that's not a big deal. It's not an end of the world kind of thing.
No, it's not the end of the world.
Or the end of the galaxy kind of thing.
Look, if I'd been in your shoes, staring at those two, I'd be in a heap in the corner crying.
I'm almost there.
But you're not. That's good. It's one of the things I'm looking for. Somebody that can hold up under pressure.
I don't want to work for the Huts.
Do you want to die by the Huts? Who would it, do no, you I don't think wanna... we are? Who do you think the Huts send on things like this?
He just kind of frowns. He looks even more terrified now than he did before.
So, our job today was to make a deal. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to make a deal. It's unfortunate that we had to flex our muscles a little bit. Now, I'll get out a datapad. The deal that we made, you leave the farm alone, you hold the others, and we don't get angry. Now sign.
Okay, but you know that's not a legal binding contract out here. I mean, I'll sign it. Yeah, I'll sign it. Sure.
Good.
Yeah. And he puts his mark on there.
Now, we want to work together. We came here to make money. You don't have to work for the Huts, but we can help you. I can go anywhere in the galaxy. I can take my ship wherever you need it. I can haul whatever you need hauled, for a small fee, of course, in a working relationship where you leave my farm alone. Surely your boss needs, special cargo move from time to time without hassle.
He shakes his head in agreement like, yeah, yeah.
Well, for leaving the Malvos alone, we're willing to haul that cargo for you at a discounted rate. It's good business.
It makes sense.
It makes perfect sense. So let's set up a talk with your boss.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, so, I'll have to ask. I mean, he tells me what to do, not normally the other way around.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'll give him a comlink.
And he takes it.
Ask.
He's not here.
Where is he? Look, I'm here to do business. Are you here to do business?
I am, but I wasn't here to do this particular piece of business.
What's your lucky day?
Yeah, opportunities, right?
Opportunities.
Doors opening, windows closing, things like that. Sure,
absolutely.
But I'll do what I can to set up the meeting, and I will send word. And he puts his hands up, his palms out towards you, and says, in a peaceful way, I'll send word to through the Malvo farm to you. That seems like it would be the best way, right?
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
So what's your relationship with the score? I am most impressed.
It's not been easy.
I imagine not. But again, opportunities.
Yeah, opportunities. I'm good with that. So I can go and set this meeting up.
Where's your boss?
He has a office, and I always get in touch with him at the Dravian Skyplex in the Dravian system.
Fantastic. I look forward to it.
Okay. And he looks relieved. You can tell.
Great things.
We will. We will. Yeah.
And do I get a sense that he is completely lying, or he might actually be willing to go forward with something?
You get a sense that this guy is going to do whatever it takes to live at this point.
At this point.
Right. Now, if that involves him making deals with you, you get the impression that he will do whatever it takes to live.
Okay.
So he'll make deals and he will honor deals. That's the impression that you get.
I tell you what, Tonovan, as long as things stay peaceful between you and I and the Malvo farm, your boss will never hear that you gave up his name and where he's at now.
How would I go about setting up a meeting with him and you?
Well, he doesn't have to know that I already know his name and where he's at.
No, he doesn't. I don't suppose he...
Look, I'm looking out for you. I want us to work together. We're a team now.
That we are. That we are.
And I'll give a charm roll just to kind of help him, you know, feel comfortable and like, hey, this might actually work.
It will be a hard difficulty upgraded twice.
And I will flip destiny.
I'm having an existential crisis. What are we? I don't even know.
I feel like you're a bunch of gang-banging thugs.
I feel like we're con artists of like the highest caliber.
I'm absolutely trying not to kill this man. That is what I'm trying not to do.
I just don't see anywhere.
Draco didn't want to kill him for some reason. I don't know why.
Because someone wanted him to.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
Draco, quite contrary. How does your garden grow? With snakes and snails and shotgun shells.
That's good. Well, now right. Now Vog knows never to ask anything of Draco. It's a waste of time.
All right, I ended up with one success and one threat.
Really?
Whew. I'm
Any,
holding
Any suggestions on the threat? Because you're charming him with what purpose in mind?
Just putting that idea in his head that if I work with this guy, if I leave the Malvos alone, he's not going to tell my boss, everything will be okay.
Trust him.
No, but I figure any time that we can possibly buy is better than them killing all those people.
You're successful in charming him and making him, I'm not going to say making him feel better about the whole arrangement. He looks like he wants to believe you, and he probably does deep down inside. But at the end of your little monologue that you give, he still cuts his eyes out into the warehouse towards Draco and Vog. And that's just, you can just see a little seed of doubt, and you're not sure if the threat is too big. But, you know, he looks as though he wants to believe that he's going to be okay in all this.
All right, you're free to go. I'll stick my head out the door and let him go.
Vog gives him a look.
He takes a deep breath before he stands up.
You can't be serious.
We're going to do good business.
He looks nervous again, real quick.
It's okay. It's just like that other job we did. It worked out great for both of us, both parties. I'll look at him and give a reassuring smile. It's going
to
be great.
I feel that way. He goes to put his respirator on so he can go back out into the storm. Before he does, he holds it tight and says, I know that your group, that you guys are working, at least in some regards, with Tyr. You need to be very careful there. He puts it on and bails.
That concludes this week's episode. Tonovan betrayed his boss way too easy. Will he betray the crew of The Last Ride as well? Tune in next week to find out. And remember, the Force...
actually did it. I didn't believe it was possible. But I was able to break into an Imperial HoloNet relay station, slice into that data feed, and broadcast this very signal. It's coming to you now. Months of work have not gone wasted. And I'm so ecstatic that you can hear my signal right now. It'll only be a short period of time before the Empire discovers this signal and attempts to shut it down. And hopefully by then, I'll be long gone and you'll have heard my message. And that's the message. It's very important. I'll have to move around and find other spots, but I will bring you more. More of the truth. The Emperor's new order is mired with atrocity. And you have to know exactly what those atrocities are for you to understand. If you're living on a core world right now, safe behind Star Destroyers and Stormtroopers and the ISB, you're getting a jaded look. You're looking through rose-colored glasses. You're not seeing what I'm seeing. My planet was invaded. My people were put to work, all for the Imperial War Machine, all to support this conquest of the galaxy, all to hunt down a ragtag group of rebel operatives who were able to score a massive victory against the Empire. When that young pilot and his team, when they flew against the Death Star and was able to score a mighty victory against the Empire, that was a cause for celebration. That was a day that all the other systems who suffer in silence, they need to rally together behind that banner. They need to stand up against the oppression that is the Emperor, and that is his new order, the things that he does. You have to stand up for yourself. Defend your planet. Defend your system. It's only a matter of time before Emperor Palpatine rallies against you. The Imperial fleet scattered across the galaxy, looking for some guy named Luke Skywalker. I'm looking for those rebels too, so that I can join them, can lend them my voice, can lend them this signal where we can use it to topple Palpatine's regime. He manipulated things. Manipulated his way to the top. Became Supreme Chancellor. And then the Clone Wars. This gave him a perfect opportunity to maintain control. And then somehow, some way, he was able to twist and make the Jedi Order villains. Turn them against one another. He turned the galaxy against them. The Republic was built on a crumbling foundation anyway. And he was able to take advantage of that. And when the Jedi Order attempted to bring him to justice, This individual, and I've searched his names in the data files, the archives. I looked for the man known as Darth Vader. And up until Supreme Chancellor Palpatine became Emperor Palpatine, this Darth Vader didn't even exist. If that's even his real name. He was heralded as a hero, the defender of the Republic, the savior. And now, he's nothing more than Emperor Palpatine's fist. And Palpatine uses that fist to punch you right in the face. I, for one, am not scared. But I also know that discretion is the better part of valor. But I'll keep moving. And I'll keep hiding. And I'll keep broadcasting my pirate signal. And you will keep listening. Because you want to know the truth. The truth is here. The Empire taxed systems to the brink of poverty and bankruptcy. They enslaved other species, all to support their conquest, all to build this Death Star, which culminated in the destruction of an entire planet, a peaceful world, Alderaan. And for what reason? To sow fear through the galaxy? Fear that didn't even need, it was pointless, it didn't even need to happen. Completely pointless. Want to destroy and control. I'm not from Alderaan. Far from it. But I do know people from it. And with that destruction, Palpatine, all you did was you rallied systems against you. Slaves break free from the yoke of your oppression. They stand firmly against you. They support the Rebel Alliance, as do I. You take planets, Celeste, what? Even the Corellians are enslaved in some way. They just refuse to see it, or acknowledge it, or call it that. They're supporting the Empire, they say. But are they? Even my people. Even my people support the Alliance. Stand against you. From the shadows. You can conduct your experiments. You can continue to churn out TIE fighters and Imperial stormtrooper armors and all that from your factories on Lothal. You can even conduct your secret science experiments, genetic manipulations, cloning. Right, I've seen it. I've seen the files. I've seen the records. Kamino is a restricted system now. No one goes, no one leaves without express permission from Emperor Palpatine. What are you doing in there? Today, your propaganda comes to an end. No matter what you say, no matter what you do, the galaxy knows you for what you rotten to the core. An oppressive tyrant. You push a loth cat to a corner. It will stand its ground. Don't realize. For you listeners out there, rally to the banner. Join us. It doesn't matter. In any function that you can perform will be much appreciated. Mechanic, a cook, doctors, smugglers, fighter pilots. Abandon your lives now. Rally to the Alliance. We need each and every one of you. I'm not going to use names here, save for my own. This isn't some made up trick to lure people out into the open. You know how to reach it. Start making a stand. If not, you'll forever be enslaved. It's only a matter of time before ISB they're not already looking. It's only been a short period of time since I started broadcasting. But I was able to circumvent HoloNet programming. So everybody who's catching the signal will see this. Will override what you're... That's all the time that I have for now. We'll be looking for it. We hope you join us. But until then, may the Force be with you.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network, your station for all things geek, classic, current, and beyond. Be part of the crew at esonetwork.com.